We left off on page Ayin Tes, where the title of the section is Olam B'matzav Gesisa. Literally, the world in a state of Gesisa. Gesisa, there's a halachic term, Goses, which refers to an individual who's really on the cusp of death, where a person is hovering in between the state between life and death, and any movement, any small action could, God forbid, send a person over to a situation where there's no longer life. So the Mechaber writes, Matzav Doreinu Harodov Kulo Acharei HaChomer. The reality is, in our generation, everyone runs after the material. This can be compared to a person who's ill, who Chazal, the great rabbis, termed as a person who's a goses. What does that mean? The Mechaber says something amazing. It's almost difficult to find people who are truly living today. Chomer, Rodov, Chomer. We are material beings running after material things. Od va'od Chomer. More and more material locates ulalo gvul, without end, without boundary. Yesh pirsumim, yesh modaos, va'adam nigror la'od va'od dvarim. If you think about it, we live in a world of advertising. We live in a world of commercialism. And everything is there really to convince us that we need more and more in order to be happy. He says, Hu oved bishvil leknos, we work in order to buy. Kona bishvil leechol, we purchase in order to eat. Hu rodof achar chomer, we simply run after material. Matzav kazeh, hu matzav shames. And here the Mechaber says something quite startling, that this type of state, where ultimately all we live for is the material, is no different than being in a state of death. B'matzav kazeh kulanu tzrichim tchiyas hameisim. In this situation, we all need some type of resurrection. Zelo mashal, zelo melitza, zelo metzius. Zumitzius, this is not a parable, this is not a metaphor, this is the reality. So what is this resurrection that we all need? Leguf. It means that ultimately we want the neshama to be able to return to the body. When a person dies, his neshama leaves his body. And during the resurrection, a person ultimately, the soul will be returned to the body. So if that's the case, what is the distinction between the state of existence prior to one dying, where the neshama is in the body, and when the neshama actually returns to the body? The kaven shlo zias atzmo in an sham oven mukhlat he khayaves lotzis misham zelo hamakom shlo. Before a person dies, meaning often in this current state of existence, so a person identifies with the body. Person doesn't identify with the neshama, and as such, because a person doesn't properly identify with the neshama feels out of place. The neshama doesn't feel at home. Dome ledover, dome hadover. This could be compared la adam shesachar dira, like a person who rented an apartment. Uke'es nigmar ha'choze ve'alav lifnos es hadira. And then what happens? A person rents an apartment for a particular duration of time, and then when the lease is up, a person has to leave the apartment. When the neshama is in the body, it feels as if it's renting space. Nigmar hazman, when the time ends. Higia tarich ha'pinui, ultimately it's time to leave. Chayavim latzeis. So this is all. If a person identifies as a body that houses a neshama, so the neshama feels an unease because the neshama realizes that it's renting space. And when what happens? It comes a time when the lease is up. When the lease is up, it's time to vacate the premises. Avalim adam mezaha es atzmoim haneshama. But if a person identifies with his neshama, hare shekan hamakum shalom. Here is its place. Madua shehu yelech hu abaylim. Wherever ultimately one goes, he is the owner. This is amazing. When a person identifies with the neshama, then the neshama feels at home in the confines of the body. The neshama realizes that the body is here to protect it. The body is ultimately here to enable it to interact with the outside world. The neshama doesn't feel a need to leave. Therefore, he says, Zeo hachiluk bein haor shel tchias hameisim. This is the distinction between the light of the resurrection, Tchiyas HaMeisim, that will happen when Mashiach comes. This is the contrast between Tchiyas HaMeisim and now. La'asid lavo, in the future, when the neshama goes out and returns to the body, Here's something amazing. When Mashiach comes, there's going to be a resurrection. When the neshama comes back into the body, there'll be an understanding between body and soul. There'll be a recognition that ultimately the soul is dominant and the body is secondary. That the body is here to simply safeguard and house the soul, but is not the primary source of man's identity. Therefore, the soul will feel comfortable within the confines of the body. He says, the Asid Lavo Kishan Neshama Taksur Lekuf, in the future, Mashiach comes and the Neshama returns to the body. He Taksur Im Zihui Shal Neshama Lo Beshes Boguf. It'll come back with the identification of a Neshama that is housed in a Guf. V'gam Lo Asid Lavo Tiena HaChalfos Shalavushim. Aval HaMetzios Shimetzios HaNeshama HiMetzios Muchletes Kayemes. He inherits Vichalis Talik. Because there'll be an understanding of who really is the primary identity, i.e. the neshama will feel at home in the body and will not feel the need to leave. Hamatzav ha'achshavi shala olam hu maves fizi kipshuto. With now the reality in which we contend with is a world of physicality. Hachaim shiyesh lanu heim afidu lo echad chelke alafim ha'achuz shalachiyus hatmuna b'neshama. And the great difficulty we have is that we're not really living. Because until I truly identify with my neshama, I'm living biologically, I'm living physiologically, but I'm not living to the highest sense of the word. Zehu nitzot shal nitzot. It's simply a spark of a spark. Zeh mashenisha hayom. This is what we have today. So the Mechaber does a masterful job of contrasting for us the state of life now versus the state of life when Mashiach comes, Tchinas HaMeisim. Now, we struggle. We struggle with identity. Are we primarily a body? Are we primarily a soul? And because we live in such a material world that puts such an emphasis on the material, often we identify with the body and not the soul. But when Mashiach comes, there's Tchinas HaMeisim, and that's why there comes a time where the soul wants to leave the body because the soul feels the lease is up. It's time to vacate the premises. When Mashiach comes, ultimately, there'll be a formal a process of identifying correctly, where we identify primarily with the neshama, and therefore when the neshama is put back into the body, the neshama will feel at home. There's no tension, there's no difficulty, it's a harmonious relationship. And obviously our goal is to try to figure out how we can create this realignment of identity. How can we begin to identify primarily with the neshama, and in doing so, truly be alive? We shouldn't have to wait until Mashiach comes to experience this process. We have to figure out how to make it happen now. We'll stop here for today. Mir Tashem will continue on the bottom of page Ayin Tes tomorrow.